How do you go on when life struggles seem so hard?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Courtney shares a bit of her testimony and helps us understand how God's Word can help us through the trials of life. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce to you Courtney Bartels. Courtney serves the Lord alongside of her husband, Jonathan Bartels, who is the youth pastor at Richmond Baptist Church in Richmond, Indiana. I first met Courtney, I believe for the first time, at a church camp that her husband was preaching at. I love Courtney and I love her sweet spirit. The title of today's program is Glory in My Infirmities, written by Courtney, and I want to share it with you today. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." This verse is Courtney's life verse. But sometimes our own life verses are hard for us to declare. Not too long ago, the Lord had her carry two precious babies for a very, very short time. She didn't understand why, and it was extremely hard. Shortly after the Lord blessed them once again with a precious baby, she was so scared. She even went to the ER thinking she was going to lose yet another baby. It turned out to be some complications from the previous miscarriages that went away on their own. Praise the Lord. But the whole pregnancy, Courtney was so nervous. When the time came, the Lord gave them their sweet baby girl. The delivery went well, but she didn't seem right. She ended up being rushed to the NICU. She felt helpless. They had gotten this far, and now what was going to happen? They weren't able to have any family up there due to COVID. There were no newborn pictures. Her heart was aching. She was able to be with her and her husband until she was discharged. Then they had to switch off and on. She didn't know what the Lord was doing, but after about 2 weeks, they were able to bring their little girl home. What a blessing. She was meditating on her life verse the other day, and she claimed that first part so easily, but the second half was hard. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Before, she could not claim that. Courtney could not thank God for keeping two of her babies. She could not glory in her precious girl having a rough start. But by God's grace, she can now. If you have lost a precious babe or are going through a difficult trial, ask God to claim this verse. She is sure this isn't the only time she will have to claim it. God is such a wonderful God and loving Father. He knows what's best for us, even when we don't understand. She is so incredibly thankful for her, Kimberly. God had to take the others from her, but He gave her Kimberly. She knows that's not the case for everyone. But one day in heaven, she will get to hold every one of her precious babies. But until then, she will love on the ones He has given her. What incredible blessings has God given to you? What verse do you need to claim today? Ask God for the strength and grace to claim it. For when I am weak, He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Thank you, Courtney. Ladies, let's claim a verse and lean on God's precious word for every moment of life. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group. Helping others help others have joy. Join the movement.